Hello, friends, and welcome to The Daily Good. I'm Peter, and this is a podcast of upbeat news, thoughts, stories, and music from all around the world. This podcast is here to give your day a dose of the positive instead of the relentless onslaught of news and information that revolves around the negative. Good things are happening all the time, but it's usually harder to find than the rest of the news. So, this is a brief daily oasis where I'll collect and share some of the good stuff. I certainly understand that it's important to stay aware of the issues of the day, but that can get overwhelming sometimes, and I know that I could sure use some daily reminders of the good that's out there and the great things that are happening all the time, all over the world. So with that said, here's the daily good. Hello, and welcome to this latest episode of the Daily Good Podcast. I'm so glad that you are here joining me today. I am looking out my apartment window here at an awful lot of really beautiful clouds and a little bit of wind. And that's not a huge surprise. We are, of course, coming towards the end of spring, so the weather is still pretty capricious up here in the Seattle area. But hey, that's what I signed on for, and this is where I grew up anyway, so none of this is a surprise to me. It's what I love. But you didn't come here for a weather update from Seattle. We are here for some good news, and we are starting off today with some pretty lighthearted good news, but for a good cause. So here we are in the midst of the coronavirus lockdowns, and some of the hardest hit people in these times are restaurant workers. And who has stepped into the breach with a series of fundraisers to help relieve some of the hardest hit restaurant workers? None other than celebrity chef Guy Fieri, who is host of the Food Network television channels, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives TV show, which is a favorite of mine because it combines several things that I love, which is to say, greasy spoon diners, incredibly unhealthy but delicious food, and travel. All things that I love. So Guy Fieri has put together a restaurant workers relief fund, and he actually calls it the Restaurant Employee Relief Fund. I love that because the acronym just spells RERF, which I think is great. And he's been raising millions and millions of dollars for the hugely impacted restaurant employees across the country and around the world. His latest fundraising effort, it was very tongue-in-cheek. He set up a nacho creation battle between himself and his son, Hunter, versus Bill Murray and Bill Murray's son, who is also a chef and restaurateur, named Homer. And so they went online and they had a nacho showdown, which was judged, of course, by former NBA star Shaquille O'Neal and the actor Terry Crews, and it was hosted by Food Network chef Carla Hall. When all the smoke had cleared, Shaquille O'Neal voted for the Murray's nachos, and Terry Crews voted for Guy Fieri and his son's nachos. Now, apparently, Guy Fieri and his son created a tower of nachos with tostadas, flat, round, crispy tortillas, and Bill Murray and his son used sort of the traditional tortilla chips, and this was where the beef kind of came into it, if you will pardon the horrible food pun. Shaquille O'Neal voted for the Murrays because he said that the Fieris cheated by not making real nachos because they weren't using chips. So it was a split decision. The host had to come in to cast the tiebreaker, and she voted for the Fieris. So Bill Murray, of course, lobbed a lot of snarky comments about that. But when all is said and done, they raised more money for restaurant workers, and I think that is some pretty great news. And now we come to the good word, where we listen to beautiful poetry or some lovely thoughts, or we hear inspirational quotes. And today's inspirational quote comes from a theologian named William R. Alger. And I love this quote not only because it's a great sentiment, but also because I learned a new word. And for those of you who know me, you know that I'm a big word nerd. I was originally planning to be an English teacher for most of my life, and then I sort of got sidetracked by swing dancing for a pretty long time. So I wound up teaching. I just wasn't teaching English. But I still have a huge love for the English language. And so that brings us to the quote for today. And the quote says, "After every storm, the sun will smile. For every problem, there is a solution. And the soul's indefeasible duty is to be of good cheer." So first, let's just hit that word indefeasible really quickly because I love it. It's a new word. Indefeasible apparently is defined as not able to be lost, annulled, or overturned. So there you go. If you didn't already know this word, the word is indefeasible, and it means not able to be lost, annulled, or overturned. So I like the quote. Again, I understand that we all need to feel what we need to feel. We need to sit with our emotions sometimes, even the hard ones, even the unpleasant ones and the difficult ones. And that is really healthy. But I also believe very strongly in optimism. And I believe very strongly in pushing through things and not wallowing in bad feelings or bad thoughts longer than is necessary. And that, of course, is the trick. How long is necessary? That changes for each person in each circumstance. But the point is that when we come back to this quote, I think it's good to take it to heart and to ponder it for today and to remember that there can be a sense of duty about optimism. So one more time, quote, "After every storm, the sun will smile. For every problem, there is a solution, and the soul's indefeasible duty is to be of good cheer." William R. Alger, theologian. All right, and this brings us to our next good news story for today, and this is another pretty lighthearted one. I guess we're kind of having a lighter edition of the Daily News Podcast today. And this one, again, relates to coronavirus and how people are coping with the lockdowns. And in this particular case, there is a woman in the Toronto area of Canada who decided that she was going to take it upon herself to set aside a stretch of the sidewalk in front of her home as a jurisdiction of silly walks. Now, hopefully, everyone listening to this podcast is familiar with Monty Python and the classic Monty Python sketch, Ministry of Silly Walks. If you are not familiar with that sketch, I strongly recommend that you set aside about 4 or 5 minutes of your day today and look it up on YouTube or somehow. It's out there on the internet somewhere. It's inspired lunacy. It's just absurd and wonderful and hilarious and very, very British. And once you've watched that, then this story will make a lot more sense. The woman's name is Cynthia Fleming, and she lives in the Greater Toronto area. She's a longtime fan of Monty Python. And really all she did was put up two signs on either side of her lawn next to the sidewalk in front of her home. And the signs just say, "You are now entering the jurisdiction of silly walks. Commence silly walking immediately." And apparently it has been working like a charm. More or less immediately after she put them up, people started taking the advice and silly walking for a few paces as they went past her home. She said, for her, it's better than Netflix. She said, "The very day I put them out, people started embracing the idea of doing a silly walk in this little zone here, and it was quite amazing. It's just a few feet's worth in front of her property, the stretch of sidewalk." And she said, quote, "It's everything from just a smile and a recognizing of Python and, you know, that idea of that absurd humor of Python. And then there are actually people who dedicate bike rides to this spot, do the silly walk, and then get back on their bikes and head on their way." So again, just in case you needed another reminder that in spite of how terrible this entire situation is, there are still, in fact, bright spots to be found, and there are ways that we can get creative to combat the downsides of all this. And I think that absurdity and silliness rank very highly in those weapons. And now it's time for a brief trip across our wonderful world, where we find wonderful, beautiful places to look at, since travel is sort of out of the question for most of us for the foreseeable future. So we're taking advantage of modern technology to help us tour this wonderful world. And this is just a pretty quick one today. It is a webcam that is set up on the Grand Canal in Venice. It's run by a hotel there, so it's basically advertising for this hotel. But frankly, it's some pretty good advertising. It's a beautiful view of the canal, and as we've mentioned in one of the previous podcasts, the canal itself is getting more and more beautiful during the lockdown as the tourist trade has plummeted, which is unfortunate from an economic standpoint. The environmental impact has been wonderful. The canal has cleared up, and it's apparently clearer than it's been in decades, if not longer. So anyway, there'll be a link to this webcam in the show notes for this episode at www.the-daily-good.com. And it's not just a beautiful view, but they also have some really fine classical music playing over the top of the images. So, you know, bring up the webcam and actually turn up the volume, and you have this lovely little portal to the other side of the world. I mean, assuming that you're not listening to this podcast from Venice. For the rest of us, it's a lovely little portal to Venice and a nice little getaway. So enjoy the view of the canals of Venice on our wonderful world. And this brings us to Sounds Good, which is the bit of the podcast where I get to talk about music that I love. And today it is from the realm of jazz and swing, and it is a legendary recording by the tenor saxophone player Coleman Hawkins. He was and is considered to be the father of jazz saxophone playing, not the first, but the most important of his generation. He influenced so many sax players, and he was really the only person that anybody cared about until Lester Young came along in about 1938 and opened up a whole other approach to the tenor sax. But prior to Lester Young showing up, everybody wanted to sound like Coleman Hawkins. And one of his main innovations was highlighted in 1938 with his recording of the song Body and Soul. Now, Body and Soul had already been a pretty popular song for a few years for jazz musicians to play, but what set his recording apart was the structure of the recording itself. Most jazz records up until this point were played by an orchestra, or, you know, the combo would play together, and solos were just these very brief statements by each individual instrumentalists. They would take maybe 8 bars or 16 bars. Sometimes they would get an entire chorus, but even that was pretty rare for an improviser. Coleman Hawkins spent several years in Europe playing with small groups and playing in cafes and in smaller venues where they could really kind of what they call stretch out, where he could take solos that were much longer than just the 16 bars or the 32 bars. He could play chorus after chorus. So all of that to say, he went into the recording studios in 1938 and recorded some sides. And according to the story, at the end of the recording session, they still had some time available, and the engineer asked if there was something else he'd like to record. So he had his musicians set up the beginning of the song Body and Soul, and he launched into what amounted to a 3-minute solo. I mean, the beginning of the recording, he starts off sort of stating the melody line to Body and Soul, but almost immediately he starts to embellish it, and then the embellishments grow and grow until it is a full-fledged flight of absolute genius. It's 3 gorgeous minutes at a nice, easy tempo, and it is absolutely breathtaking. So there will be a link to Coleman Hawkins' recording of Body and Soul in the show notes. When you hit play, make sure that there are no other distractions in the room, because it really rewards just 3 minutes of your devoted attention. Coleman Hawkins, Body and Soul. That's it for the Daily Good today. There are links to everything we talked about in today's podcast on the website at www.the-daily-good.com. Our theme music, On the Sunny Side of the Street, was recorded by the incredible Jonathan Stout. Thanks for joining me. Come back tomorrow or anytime you need a boost.